Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I have reached out to our friends over at Grain Valley because I am so excited. We do not have one local kid to cheer for on the Milwaukee Brewers. We have two. One of the main pitchers who might be on the mound tonight, by the way, because they give them like a night's rest, right, Sam?
No, they give them 4 nights rest.
He might be back on the mound tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to recharge that arm, make sure that elbow gets as
one
much
of
rest
our kiddos is from Grain Valley High School.
Well, is he a starter or a
he is a
reliever.
Starter.
Then he gets 4 nights rest.
And then one of the relievers is from Park Hill. We have two local kids, you guys, on the Milwaukee Brewers. So someone said to me on Facebook, you know, baseball's over. No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
We are cheering so hard for Milwaukee.
No, I think this postseason is fantastic.
And if did you watch the game last night? Oh! So Milwaukee lost last night. All the batter had to do was take the ball to the knee that was barreling straight toward him, and it would have tied the game. We were down by one.
Well, we weren't down by anything.
It would have walked in a run. And instead, you know, when a ball's coming at you 90 miles an hour, Scott, your body, fight or flight, will jump back. It was coming right at him. Everyone today is saying he should have taken the pitch to the knee. He should have taken the Nancy Kerrigan.
Why? By the way, it was her birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Nancy Kerrigan. Mm-hmm. Anyway, do not miss that game tonight. Two local kiddos, and we've reached out to Grain Valley.
Are they playing again tonight?
Yeah, they're playing again tonight, and then they have a travel day tomorrow to get out to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Do not be rooting for the Dodgers. We have two local kids on that Brewers team.
And so what are you going to do about it?
We're going to get his coach on. I want his high school coach on. Everybody's local. Mom and dad are local. Everybody's local.
Well, I would hope if he's from here that mom and dad are from here, too.
100. Well, you know how sometimes someone ends up in the major leagues. And I mean, if my child ended up in any professional sport, I probably would have picked up stakes and moved. But I do believe they are still local.
You would have left Kansas City if your kid became a professional athlete?
I probably would have bounced around and followed him. Yeah.
All right, Texter. I'm cheering for front row Amy.
Her name is Boobs McGee. I'm sorry we've
what?
Named her. Last night, she's sitting right there, and I just said to Johnny, well, there's Boobs McGee in the front row. When you watch the Brewers, you will also see
front row Amy.
I mean, front row Amy, they are.
To be fair, I don't think front row Amy was exclusively referencing the row she's sitting in.
Oh, it's always front row Amy. She's always in the front row,
no,
Sam.
No, I'm front row.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. She.
Get what I'm saying?
She is
Sam. We're this is not
center,
our first rodeo. We're aware of what
right
you're saying.
Right behind home plate.
You're saying she has big boobs.
You know she also keeps every single stat. So like
she's a scorekeeper.
Swing and a miss. She's got a little mm-hmm. booklet, and she writes
it's
down
called a scorecard.
Every single. No, it's a gigantic book. Think a scrapbook.
How does she see it?
She. All right. She writes down every single metric. And I asked him last night.
She have to
I said,
hold it out in front?
Does she know they have people in Major League Baseball that are doing that, like right above her in the suites? Like, I'm sure
well,
both teams have
it's a hobby.
Statistics
yeah,
keeper.
Buck O'Neill used to go to the Royals games.
He was a baseball player.
I understand, but some people still like to do that. You know who else does that? Oh my gosh, there's somebody who goes, dang it, it's going to come to me. It escapes me at the moment. Very famous actor. Who is behind home plate at
one of the New York teams or something?
One of New York or LA teams and keeps a scorecard. Now, granted, he can see his.
Does she have to use an easel?
She. God bless her. She keeps a stat on baseball, but...
you know, in the 19 years that I've been on this show, Sam, I don't know that the word easel has ever been said until today.
Well, you're welcome.
Does she use an easel? Maybe she does, maybe she don't.
Here are their names, by the way. One of their relievers on the Brewers team is Aaron Ashby. He went to Park Hill High School, okay? And is the nephew, I think, or a son of somebody who is also a famous baseball player.
Good luck with this next one.
I lovingly call him Krzyzewski. His first name is Jacob.
Last name is unpronounceable.
Has a lot of vowels in it. I think it's Mizorowski.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Maybe a music stand?
I just call him Jacob.
She might use a music stand, Sam. We don't know if she's going to have time.
I call him Jacob.
Tried to get that one through security.
Are we done?
Not yet. Front row, Amy.
I am the one that brought it to your all's attention. Why it was me that brought it up to you Friday, I don't know, but it was.
Why was it you?
Because you can't miss her.
You can't miss part of her.
Yes, it's right there.
What's right there?
Her volleyballs.
Okay,
wow.
She keeps the stats on the baseballs. She brings volleyballs to the stadium. I'm just telling you, they're right there.
Okay.
She's a super fan. God love her. She's beautiful.
And she wasn't originally, right? The story goes.
I don't think she has any connection to baseball.
That she just started attending games and then fell in love with the game.
Yes.
And now brings an easel so she can keep stats.
It is what it is.
Was originally a 17th row Amy and then moved up to the front row because she must be seen.
Reminds me of somebody else I know. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.